This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm Femi OK. There is continuing violence and clashes in Thailand this morning as anti-government demonstrations continue in Bangkok. Dozens have been injured, and for an update, we go to Seth Meidens. He's the Southeast Asia correspondent for The New York Times. He's currently in the streets of Bangkok in the thick of all the protests. Seth, what are you seeing right now? Set the scene.
Okay, it's quite late in the evening right now. There have been running battles during the day between the so-called red shirts, red-shirted protesters supporting former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, who was ousted in a coup, and soldiers and police who have been facing off with them. Right now, it's quiet. We're waiting for what we think will be the big clash. The protesters are about a half a mile down the road from me, and I'm standing in an intersection among soldiers and police with riot shields, helmets, bulletproof vests, tear gas canisters, a military vehicle with a machine gun, loudspeakers, fire trucks, and the ground is littered with stones and broken glass from a previous clash when the protesters faced off with the soldiers and threw volleys of rock.
Now, the former prime minister has been removed from office some time ago. So what sparked these most latest protests?
I didn't quite hear you, but the former prime minister, Thaksin Shinawatra, was ousted in a coup in 2006. The protesters, broadly speaking, are supporting him. They're facing off against the so-called yellow shirts, who were the ones who were protesting some months ago, the ones who took over the airport in November in Thailand, the other side of the divide, representing the established elite against the backers, mostly from the rural poor, of former Prime Minister Thaksin.
Now, the military chief in Thailand says that every means possible will be used to end the chaos. That sounds very ominous, Seth. What is he talking about?
It's hard to know. It looks like they're preparing to move in on a large camp where these red shirts have been in front of Government House for a number of days, close to the place where the yellow shirts previously were camped out. What we have here is ranks of military and police that could move into this encampment and clash with the protesters who've been living there. In addition, in the dark streets around here, as I tour around, I see many, many men with sticks and machetes in civilian clothes, local people, vigilantes, and I've seen them taunting the red shirt protesters before. And I think that one thing that the government may, one tactic that may be taken is to pit civilians against civilians and have them have it out with sticks and stones in the streets, which is a pretty awful prospect.
Seth Meidens, he's the New York Times Southeast Asia correspondent. He's in the streets of Bangkok covering the most recent protests there. Thank you very much for joining us, Seth.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.
Now you're listening to The Takeaway with Femi OK and Todd Zwillick. We are asking this morning, how are you coping with anxiety and stress because of the recession? Is somebody helping you? Are they giving great pieces of advice? It's really easy to join in our conversation. We'd love to hear from you. You might actually help me and Todd out a little bit. 18778MYTAKE is our telephone number. And you can also get hold of us via email on mytake@thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.